Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and smallbusinessadvocate.com and theageofthecustomer.com is my, or I should say ageofthecustomer.com, one for my new book. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend Douglas L. is here, ladies and gentlemen. Douglas is a graduate of MIT. He's an attorney as well. The author of a new book called Counting to God, A Personal Journey Through Science to Belief. And he's our new friend, Douglas L. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Excited to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. You know, it took me 10 years to write the book, and I've been thinking about this subject for 30 years.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I started off as an atheist.
Yeah, that's I understand that. And so I want to tell the audience how your atheism began. What, you know, you don't
sure,
you, that's not something you have to contemplate. That you have to decide to be an atheist, right?
And I did, and you know, and one of the reasons I became an atheist was misinformation I was given in high school that there was a an accidental way life could have formed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there, that scientists had shown that it could have formed by accident, which is totally false. Harvard University tried to figure something out years ago and gave up on it. Even Richard Dawkins admits there's no atheist explanation for the origin of life. But I got this wrong information, and I decided I wasn't going to believe in God, and that was all the way through, you know, MIT, all the way through graduate school and theoretical math.
Was it handy and, at that time? Was that belief handy for you?
It was convenient. I didn't have to wake up early on Sunday.
No guilt? You didn't have to have any guilt?
I didn't really have any guilt. I mean, you know, I wasn't making my mother happy, so I was kind of feeling guilty on
that. Did you grow up in a faith family?
I absolutely did. I went to Sunday school.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and...
So wait a minute. So wait, time out. You didn't tell me that. So you actually made a decision to go away from faith life.
I did because of misinformation from science. Mm. And basically, I was conned. And the reason I wrote the book is to help other people realize that faith and science are consistent, and to help them talk to their atheist friends about this stuff.
Well, you know...
You know, and it wasn't until Jim... After my son was born, my wife says we ought to get him baptized. And I figured, well, I don't need to fight about this. You know, I'll just go along. And I realized when I was back in church as an adult that, you know, these people had something that was greater than any amount of money or professional success. But, you know, I went to MIT. I told myself at that point I wasn't going to believe in God unless I could find a scientific, mathematical basis for the existence of God. And I've been looking at that for 30 years, and I've come up with seven areas of science, each one of which I think strongly supports belief in God. And in my book, you know, I count through them, in plain English, no equations, the seven areas.
Well, before you get into those, one of the things I want to say is that now the Bible teaches, especially at least Christianity, the New Testament teaches that we should be evangelists. We should evangelize. But for the most part, most Christians don't. Most Christians don't put pressure on other people to believe. They may witness to them. They may invite them to come to church or whatever. But most of us don't put the arm on people who don't believe. But our country, America, was founded on, as they say, Judeo-Christian values, and it does have faith-based origins. So that's something we shouldn't deny or be ashamed of. But it does seem today that non-believers are. Am I correct in saying that it seems that non-believers are more aggressive in their attempts to change the way the faith experience in America?
I think that's absolutely right. I think attendance at church is declining, and there's probably a number of reasons for that. One of the reasons is this misplaced belief that there's a conflict between science and, mm-hmm. you know, basic Abrahamic faith, mm-hmm. as I would put it. And,
right.
and that's false. I mean, the Bible makes scientific claims that the universe was created, that the universe is fine-tuned for life, that life was created, that Earth is special, human beings are special. Science has verified every single one of those claims. Mm-hmm. There are five of my seven claims in my book. I mean, I talked about the origin of life. There's, you know, saying life is not just, you know, some sort of chemical goo. I mean, we have a digital operating system in the form of DNA, you know, discrete mm-hmm. units of information that's processed. I mean, do you think your computer could arise by chance in the history of the universe? I
right.
mean, mathematical odds of that are ridiculous.
Well, one of the things that I, and this, I think this speaks to what you're talking about in your book, Douglas, and that is, you know, I'm a Christian. I have a faith life. I've been a Christian all my life, and I've been going to the same church for 45 years now, and been teaching Sunday school for more than 25 years. But
wow,
but the thing is I also believe in science. I believe
yes.
I'm a Christian who believes in the concept of evolution. I believe that things evolve. I do believe that. Now, but see, here's the problem that some Christians have a problem with. They think if they believe, they can't believe in evolution because that means that they believe we came from monkeys. See,
I
differentiate
between
you and me coming from monkeys and the concept of evolution. See, I can't be a Christian and deny evidence of science in front of me.
Oh yeah, I don't think you have to deny evidence
but some people do. Many people do.
Some people do, and that's the problem. Now, when you say evolution, you know, in the general sense of the word, evolution means change.
Right.
Okay, and there's been a lot of change over 3.5 billion years
right.
of life. So I would say, if you look at it, take the best of science and religion, obviously things have changed. So the question is whether the change is unguided or guided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the issue. And so unguided is Darwin, and guided evolution is consistent with Judeo-Christian faith and values.
Abrahamic values, as you were saying.
Abrahamic faith.
Hold on to that thought. And, of course, Abraham takes in the three major religions.
All three.
Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Counting to God is the book. Douglas L. E. L. L. is the name of the author, and Douglas and I'll be right back. We're going to get more into some of this, those 7 points that he talks about after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network Inc. intended for the private use of our audience, except as otherwise provided by copyright law. All other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.